अफरजॉइन हरे कृष्णा डियर डिवोटीज, वी वेलकम ऑल द डिवोटीज टू आवर भक्ति संगा जपा कॉन्फ्रेंस कॉल. एंड टुडे वी आर वेरी फॉर्चुनेट टू हैव विद अस हिज ग्रेस राम गिरिधारी प्रभु जी टू एनलाइटन ऑन द टॉपिक ऑफ चैतन्य चरितामृत अंत्य लीला फ्रॉम 20.92 ऑनवर्ड्स. हरे कृष्ण राम गिरिधारी प्रभु जी, प्लीज एक्सेप्ट माई हम्बल ऑबेसेंसेस. ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्रील प्रभुपाद एंड गुरु महाराज. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for joining the call and giving your very valuable association and time this morning and enlightening on the topic, Prabhuji. I hand over the call to you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. All glories to you all to have been doing this seva very consistently. It's always my pleasure to be in your association. Before we start our session, we will chant some prayers. ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय. ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय. ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय. जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानन्द जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद. जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानन्द जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंदाम. सो वी आर गोइंग टू रीड फ्रॉम चैतन्य चरितामृत मध्य अंत्यलीला चैप्टर 20 टेक्स्ट नंबर 92 ऑनवर्ड्स. दिस इज द वेरी लास्ट चैप्टर एंड वी आर ऑलमोस्ट एट द फैग एंड ऑफ द एंटायर स्टडी ऑफ चैतन्य चरितामृत एंड all the verses that we are going to read today are spoken by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. Very wonderful set of reflections, or you know, his submission. So let's read the verse and translation, and then we can turn this context. Verse 92. आमिलिकिए मिथ्या करी अनुमानम हमारा शरीर कष्ट पुतली समानम. I infer that I have written is a false understanding, for my body is like a wooden doll. वृद्ध जरातुरामि अंध भधिरम हस्त हाले मनोबुद्धि नाहे मोर स्थिरम. I am old and troubled by invalidity. I am almost blind and deaf. My hands tremble and my mind and intelligence are unsteady. नाना रोग ग्रस्त चलिते वसीते नापारी पंच रोग पीड़ा व्याकुल रात्रि दीने मारी. I am infected with so many diseases that I can neither properly walk nor properly sit. Indeed, I am always exhausted by 5 kinds of disease. I may die at any time of the day or night. Purve grante iham kari yachi nivedanam tatapi likhiye shuna ihar karanam. I have previously given an account of my inabilities. Please hear the reason why I nevertheless still write. श्री गोविंद श्री चैतन्य श्री नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत श्री भक्त आर श्री श्रोतवृंद श्री स्वरूप श्री रूप श्री सनातन श्री रघुनाथ दास श्री गुरु श्री जीव चरण सिंह सभार चरण कृपाय लेकाय आमारे आराय कहाय तेनो अति कृपा करे. I'm writing this book by the mercy of the lotus feet of Sri Govinda Deva, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Nityananda, Advaitacharya, other devotees, and the readers of this book, as well as Swarup Damodar Goswami, Sri Rupa Goswami, Sri Sanatana Goswami, Sri Raghunath Das Goswami, who is my spiritual master, and Sri Jiva Goswami. I have also been specifically favored by another supreme personality. Sri Madana Gopala More Lekaya Ajnana Kari Kahite Naya Yuyaya Tabu Rahite Napari. Sri Madana Mohana, DT of Vrindavana, has given the order that is making me write. Although this should not be disclosed, I disclose it because I'm unable to remain silent. Na kahi lehaya mora krita na tak dosha dambakari bhali shrota na kari harosha. If I did not disclose this fact, I would be guilty of ingratitude to the Lord. Therefore, my readers, my dear readers, please do not consider me too proud and be angry at me. Toma sabhara charana dhuli karinu vandanam tate chaitanya lila haila ekichu vikhanam. It is because I have offered my prayers unto the feet, unto the lotus feet of all of you, that whatever I have written about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has been possible. Ebe antya lila ghanera kari anuvadam anuvada kaile pari lilara ashvadam. Now let me repeat all the pastimes of antya lila, for if I do so, I shall taste the pastimes again. So we will discuss up till this point in time. ओम ज्ञानतिमिरांदस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकयां चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः. नमोम विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने. नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे. जय श्री कृष्णा चैतन्या प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौरभक्तवृंद. हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे. हरे कृष्णा. सो वी आर इन अ वेरी इंटरेस्टिंग प्लेस इन चैतन्य चरितामृत. इट्स अ ग्लोरियस एंडेवर दैट यू ऑल हैव बीन टेकिंग इट अप बाय रेगुलरली studying this wonderful compilation by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. He is now wrapping up the entire service, and he is now disclosing how this all happened. I'm definitely inspired to share certain reflections, and these reflections are definitely with the help of all my seniors, and on my own I do not have any specific quality of mind to have these reflections, so with the blessings of my seniors. And after I read this particular portion of Chaitanya Charitamrita, I feel all the more indebted and all the more surrendered, at least theoretically, to accept where I stay in my Krishna consciousness. So we are going to churn this particular context through some sets of reflections. And definitely there are several other dimensions people can take it up, but I'm just trying to share what I personally got inspired. The first and foremost thing that I got inspired is even Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami wants to give a summary after giving a class. So if she had read Antya Leela all together, now at the end of Antya Leela, he's repeating from verse number 102 onwards and further. He's going to summarize what did he present in the last 19 chapters. So it is always good to have a summary at the end of the class so that it's once again restating the pastimes, as well as if we had missed out, we get a overview once again. So it is always good. So I was really inspired to see that how Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami did that in spite of his condition that he is confessing here. And another interesting aspect that we get to see here is about Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. Whilst he is giving the reason how he is able to do this, he is listing several people's name, which are all obvious. If we try to understand from Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami's perspective, he is acknowledging Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Acharya, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Jiva Goswami, several personalities. But he is acknowledging all the readers of Chaitanya Charitamrita whose blessings he is able to do this. So I want to offer my first reflection around this particular point, which is a very scientific as well as very important point to comprehend on. There is a song written by a devotee by name Devaki Nandan Das. In that song, this song is called Vrindavana Vasi Jata Vaishnave Raghan Pratame Vandana Kori Sabara Charan. So this is a song. Devaki Nandan Das is Gopala Chappal, who once offended Srivas Thakur. So after, to cut the long story short, after all the episodes that happened in his life, so he has finally surrendered to a person by name Purushottam Das Thakur. Purushottam Das Thakur is asking him to serve Vaishnavas for the rest of his life. And in meditation and prayers, he is composing this song, Vrindavana Vasi Jata. In that, he is writing one very interesting statement. Hoya chene hoy bene Prabhur Jata Das. Hoya chene hoy bene. The point is, hoya chene means those who have already been a devotee and those who are going to be a devotee. Because those who have already been a devotee is understandable. But those who are going to be a devotee, how do we understand them? That's what Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is explaining here. He's saying that the person whom you have not even seen, the person who is eventually going to come in the future, he is offering his obeisances and pass on the credit by their blessings. The message here is that, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has several times mentioned, that at the end of the day, we need to very strongly acknowledge that we are nothing but servants to our spiritual master, which means humility, tolerance, respect, and not expect respecting others and not expecting respect for ourselves. So the song goes like this. Hoyachene hoybene praburjata das sabara charana vandon dante karigas brahmanda taripe shakti dare jane jane eveda purane gunagaye jeva sune mahaprabhur ganasapa patita pavan Tai lobhe mohi papi loinu sharan. I'm singing from the middle of the song. The song starts with Vrindavana Vasi Jata Vaishnavera Gan. So this song, Madhavananda Prabhu once mentioned that very sincere and deep practitioners, like how we sing Sri Guru Charana Padma every day, where we offer our obeisances, offer our apologies to our spiritual master. So Vaishnavas, who are very sincere, they sing this song, because they sing this song in a mood of holding a straw between the teeth. They offer their obeisances to all the devotees, because the song is only about obeisances to Vaishnavas. So hoya chene hoy bene prabhur jatadas, which means holding a straw between my teeth, I submit at the feet of all servants of Mahaprabhu that were or will be. So, respecting my, my seniors is natural. At least I will be able to. By respecting my future generation, I consider senior for them. I consider they are my subordinates. I consider I am, advanced than them. That's how I consider. Because I am now senior, everybody is listening to me. But look at the mood of Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. He is offering a prayer where he says that at the end, and the readers of this book, how come the readers of this book, he is giving credit to them? The real humility means not to think low of oneself. The real humility means not even to think around ourselves. We think around our spiritual master. Because many times we think humility means I should think low of myself. Thinking low of oneself means actually, you have programmed yourself to think low. But the real reality check is in front of my guru, in front of my seniors, in front of several Vaishnavas, I am just a Das. Not just a Das, Dasanu Das. Not just Dasanu Das, Dasanu Das, Anu Das, Anu Das. So my first reflection is this is a very interesting, important, point. For sure, we have churned several times, but then to imbibe how to be a servant to our future generation. The reason is, if you understand that you are supposed to be a servant to your future generation also, then only you will be able to serve till the last moment of your life. Here, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is telling about his health condition. Because he is considering himself as servant to the future generation, he is sacrificing all the comforts, he is giving up all his quotients and trying to compile this for us. He heard it from Raghunath Das Goswami and few other members. He had enjoyed enough. But in the condition that he is explaining here, if he is definitely offering such a wonderful compilation, it is because he is concerned about us and the right spirit is serving us. So my first reflection here is that if at all we consider ourselves as a servant of our spiritual master, if at all any of us are initiated, have got a suffix dasa or devi dasi, it is just not title. The purport of it should be put in action, and that means to the past as well as to the future, by transforming my present. Because I have to transform my present, how I live, how I function, how I think, so that Shreyat Acharanam Sada, I'll be a broad-minded devotee to fulfill the mission of my predecessors by serving my successors. How I'm serving my successors? By creating the present properly. By not taking vacation or holiday or be in the mood of relaxing. Till the last moment of my life, I will serve. Srila Prabhupada's mood is no vacation mood. Srila Prabhupada's mood is no holidaying mood. So do Krishna's mood also. Because Krishna is one who is having Nitya Utsava. For Krishna, there is everyday festival. In Vrindavan, there is not called festival only during a specific period in time. Nitya Utsavam in Vrindavan. Everything is a Utsava there. Krishna's face-seeing festival, boat festival, Julan Yatra. Today's Julan Yatra festival started in India here. I'm sure it's also for there for you all. So Nitya Utsava. If it is Nitya Utsava, then where is the break? Why Nitya Utsava? Because several people are engaged in the service of the Lord. If we happen to perform everyday festival, generally festival means everybody is on their toes. What if there is a festival 365 days a year? 365 days there is Janmashtami, 365 days there is some festival. And that is how Krishna also wants to celebrate. So, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj writes in one place. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj writes, those who have got spiritual potency, I'm just paraphrasing, those who have got spiritual potency, those who have got fire, spirituality within them, they cannot keep quiet. No condition can stop them. No obstacles will hinder them in their endeavor to spread Krishna consciousness. Umpteen examples for this. We are not getting there. One ideal example is Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. Srila Prabhupada has also said about similar situation in his books. I am an old man. I may die anytime. I already had 3 heart attacks. My health condition doesn't allow me to travel. In my last phase of my life, I could have peacefully stayed in Vrindavan Dham, enjoying my samadhi. But to fulfill the orders of my spiritual master and keep the prophecy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, for the next 10,000 years, the generations need to be rescued. And the best way to serve is to give the message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to each and everyone. So my first reflection hence is, considering ourselves as a servant, not only for our predecessor, but also for our successors, the real servant is to come out of comfort zone and to commit ourselves to serve till the end moment of our life. Srila Prabhupada's final days, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Sarai, all the Goswamis. What did those people do? All these Goswamis, they actually dovetailed, dedicated their time, energy, intelligence, everything, so that us, we, in the future, can take up spirituality to the best possible way. Because he knew for sure that what the days, you know, coming in the future, how we are going to suffer. If a person know that by certain types of mind condition or a, you know, situation, if we don't fix them now, in the future, there will be problems. Suppose if somebody knows this. Suppose somebody knows that if I don't put off the electricity, suppose if I don't consume less water, suppose if I don't consume less fuel, or whatever that may be the, you know, condition, very soon I'm going to fall short of them because of pandemic coming my way. If I know, if I can predict within whatever limited intelligence I could, if I can predict what comes my way, and if I don't act on it, then we are considered as those who voluntarily commit crime. Once I was in Bhaktivedanta Hospital here in Mira Road. There, Madhavananda Prabhu, who is the head of the hospital, every day morning they have a system of addressing the staff, which happens in the lobby of the hospital. They have a Prabhupada deities and Jagannath Balaji Subhadra. So every day morning they do Guru Puja, and you know, they have one verse of reading Srimad Bhagavatam. Every staff, almost all of them, apart from those handling the ICUs and you know, critical things, others gather there. It's like a 20 minutes, very nice, very purifying. So he gave a, you know, 5 minutes pep talk. He's a pediatrician. He said, as a pediatrician, many people, many patients come to me with their child, this problem, that problem, and several problems. What I personally feel, the greatest form of child abuse is by not working in a manner, by engaging our future generation in Krishna consciousness. If the husband and wife, whether you call it a domestic violence, whether it's domestic misunderstanding, disagreement, divorce, fights, arguments, or improper hypocritical behavior, which will confuse and create a problem for your children, I guess we are voluntarily committing a crime. Because there we have put our ego, our sensual pleasure, our quotient ahead of the child whom we have brought to this world. And if everyone does that, then as a society we are creating Varna Shankara, unwanted population. So it is extremely important that we all, as practicing devotees, should understand the mood of these acharyas. The reason Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is confessing here is not to get a sympathy. He doesn't need our sympathy. It is not to get a, you know, footage. It is to explain that there is nothing called as pulling my heel off. I am always available to serve my spiritual master. If I can put it another way, I am always serving my spiritual master. And the way I am serving is to fulfill his mission, which is to serve the generations to come by putting myself in the groove. Because if I am not in the groove, if I am not practicing well, if I am a hypocrite, how can I even, you know, regulate them? So it is two-folded. Number one, I work upon myself to be in the groove which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Rupa Nugas had created. and I win more and more souls till the last day of my existence in this world as an offering to my spiritual master. A second reflection, as a continuation of this, is on the point of mission and missionary. I would want to say 5 points on mission and want to say 5 points on missionary. The reason I'm talking about mission and missionary is Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami executed this duty because Madan Mohan Ji, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Panchatattva, Goswamis, they had inspired Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. Further, he writes, what Vrindavan Das Thakura gave in that much detail, I am not able to give. I just gave an overview. If the overview of, you know, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is like this, what to speak of his detailed offering? So, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami taking this up as his mission, and Prabhupada was in a similar frame of mind. Srila Prabhupada received wonderful blessings from Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj. He definitely cried and pled to all the Goswamis, and eventually he took it upon himself, traveled around the world, established, demonstrated, and inspired the generations to take this up forward. And by doing so, Srila Prabhupada demonstrated what it means to be a missionary for accomplishing a mission. So, my 5-pointed agenda on mission, because what I understood as mission in our life should be, we'll all have our own respective goals and targets in our own personal life. I should have a house, I should have a car, I should have this, I should have that. Personal agenda, several goals we keep setting. But spiritual goals are let fluid, and either we don't have a goal, or if we have one, we keep shifting the goalpost. As much as importance that we have taken for our professional and personal life, is Krishna consciousness is integrated as a part of my life or a way of life, and the growth in Krishna consciousness is superlatively important. If that feeling is there or not is something that we all have to individually introspect. So mission-wise, 7 purposes of ISKCON already Srila Prabhupada has given as a mission. Second, Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said that somehow or other, Sankirtan should flourish wherever it is, Harinam Sankirtan. Prabhupada writes in teachings of Lord Kapila, we are doing a regular study on teachings of Lord Kapila these days. And in that, Prabhupada is writing a very wonderful point. Today morning only I was talking. He says, this is from the chapter 14 of teachings of Lord Kapila. He says, many people are interested in this kind of gymnastic yoga, but real yoga is adhyatmika. Adhyatmika means to awaken the soul to his proper position. The soul is Purusha, spirit, and his business is to reconnect his lost relationship with Krishna. So Prabhupada says, our only business is to work every moment of our time to be spent in working towards connecting, reconnecting the lost relationship with Krishna. What we have lost, we have to reconnect. Every moment, our work, our talk, our walk, our singing, eating, sleeping, everything, are they working in the direction of reconnecting with Krishna? Yes, great. No, something to be worried about. So, Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam should not just be singing and dancing. Of course it is. But it's also about Sankirtan. Prabhupada says that everything to do with glorifying the Supreme Lord, winning to the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord, all of us is Sankirtan. In that perspective, Prabhupada says even the construction, the stone breaking sound during the construction of Radha Rasvihari temple, when devotees came and told Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, probably we should shift you to another room, another place, because this construction sound is, you know, might be bothering you. Srila Prabhupada said, this sound sounds like a kartal to me, so let this, you know, be there. I'm happy being here. So the point is that how we have to understand Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. Of course, third mission, following the orders of our spiritual master and our spiritual authorities, very obvious one. Fourth, commitment to the services assigned to us by our local yatra, wherever we are associated, because it is important, whichever local yatra that you are associated with, we should dedicate our time, energy for that yatra. This is something that, as a culture, that we should inculcate. We are seeing sometimes devotees coming from, you know, Mumbai, living in, you know, Srirangam will never work. Srirangam, Srirangam is gone. Authority may not be my authority. I will only hear when Mumbai person says. And we have several such stories. Of course, personal counseling, personal relationship cannot be changed. But then, those services, those activities, when you are associated, because local temple is our, hope for our spiritual growth. And last but not least, as a mission, we should keep up our initiation vows. So as a mission, I mean, there may be many other missions, but these five, I also always consider it as barest minimum one should be thinking about. Seven purposes of ISKCON, at least we should know by heart to know what it is. Making Sankirtan victorious everywhere. Following the orders of the spiritual master, whatever instructions that he wished. One time Indradyumna Maharaj was giving a, you know, Bhagavatam class here in Radha Gopina temple. One devotee asked, Gurudev, I have never received a personal instruction from my Guru Maharaj or from my, I mean, he was referring to him, Indradyumna Maharaj, I don't know whether that person was somebody else's guru. So I have not received any personal instruction. So what should I understand? Because we all the time hear that instructions of our spiritual authority is very important. So what should I understand? Maharaj gave a very interesting answer. At that time, I'm talking about maybe 15, 20 years before. So Maharaj said, if Jayapataka Maharaj, at that time Jayapataka Maharaj had close to 10,000 or 8,000 disciples by then, whatever. So if Jayapataka Maharaj had to give instruction to each and every one of his disciples, calling him and giving an instruction, probably he'll not meet, you know, a disciple once in 10 years also. So the intent is, every time when a disciple is hearing a Bhagavatam class, a discussion, a presentation about from a spiritual master, he should hear attentively and remember that the class is for him, and every word that he is speaking, he should imbibe and try to meditate on them and see how he can contribute towards his desires. Read between lines and see how can I. No, I have not received a personal order, Prabhuji. You may not get a specific order saying that here so and so. Every Bhagavatam class that you hear, especially from your spiritual authorities, is dear so-and-so, dear Ramgiri Daridas, it is for you. Then it is for us to apply, you know, comprehend, try to analyze, then put it in practice. Of course, then the local yatra and finally. Now talking about the missionary, how does a person become a missionary? Just like that, you know, we cannot become missionary. Here, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami demonstrated saying that the word, you know, dhas is not just in words. It is in action. It is in perspective. It is also in the, you know, direction in which I walk. So, as a missionary, number one, our desire, attitude, consciousness, that is to be constantly monitored. Last session when we spoke, I spoke about a soldier. How a soldier, when I have to get enrolled in an army, from the time I desire to get enrolled in the army and all through the stay, my entire orientation thinking is aligned not around me, it's aligned around the mission. We'll not talk about right army, wrong army, which army, we'll not talk about that, but in principle, a soldier in an army. Discipline, cooperation, trying to take instruction and follow them, and working towards only one unified mission. And not to be a gaddar, not to be a disloyal, illoyal person. That's something very, very important. And here, when we want to become missionary, here, look at him. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, I can't sleep, I can't walk, I can't sit. And I'm writing. Srila Prabhupada could barely talk, could barely eat. Prabhupada is translating. So we may not imitate them, but at least we can inherit the mood that there's nothing called as vacation. Because we of late nowadays come into the mood of, okay, Prabhu, I have done enough service. Now this is a time where I have to spend time for myself. As if all the while Krishna consciousness is done for somebody else. We are not giving Krishna consciousness for anybody else. We are doing Krishna consciousness for ourselves. This class is for me. And thanks to now, you know, these online classes with Zoom, where in the front of the screen, it is only me. I can only see in front of me. Nobody else is there. Generally, people keep the video off. That's a different point. But when you see yourself, you are talking to yourself, which we are supposed to be doing. So, a missionary is the one whose consciousness is fine-tuned, whose attitude is fine-tuned, whose desire is burning. Second, missionary is about lifestyle. You cannot be, I'm a missionary, and your lifestyle is completely unorganized, useless. Your dress, address, food, job, priorities, friends, choices, festivals, everything is around your, lifestyle. A person cannot be a missionary just like just spicing it up. Like in a food, we try to put at the end dhania, pudina, whatever some flavors. Being a missionary is not like throwing some flavors on some our life. No, I am just Krishna conscious between 6 p.m. and 9 p.m. every day evening. Rest of the time, I'm on my own world. That's not what missionary is. So lifestyle. And third is be part of an existing opportunity and consistently contribute towards that in an accountable and responsible manner. Here, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is giving every chapter in the beginning and the end, and all through the while, he is expressing, I have taken up this service. I am doing this service not on my own, on not my own individual capacity. It is purely happening because of the mercy of so-and-so people. Every chapter. Almost every chapter begins with Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Advaita Chandra, Jaya Gaura Bhakti Vrinda. And this is the same mood six Goswamis had. This is the same mood Narottam Das Thakur, Shyamananda Pandit, they had. This is the same mood up till Srila Prabhupada had. But have we inherited the mood after Prabhupada in the same spirit? Or are we trying to modernize? I'll try to read a very interesting point from teachings of Lord Kapila. Kapila Dev is teaching to Devahuti. Again, the same 14th chapter. O most pious mother, I shall now explain unto you the ancient yoga system which I explained formally to the great sages. It is serviceable and practical in every way. I repeat, it is serviceable and practical in every way. Srila Prabhupada gives a very wonderful point in the purport. Because today we are the trend of modernizing, calling something superstitious, sidelining certain things, saying that it is irrelevant to this current context. Maybe Prabhupada did not know what is coming in space, so he had just said certain things to that situation. The current context is changed. We want to bring in a change. But the change is not to be brought not in the literature. Change is to be brought in us. Because we can't change, we are trying to change this. As I'm speaking in South India, Tamil Nadu, the regional government to bring in a change. They are changing all the pujaris in the temple. I'm not claiming all the pujaris are great or, you know, perfect. They are making sure that even those who are from whatever unclean background, they're trying to elevate them just to set right the political agenda that they have. Of course, our principle of Krishna, that's why Prabhupada gave a set of precedents on how to accommodate everyone under Krishna consciousness roof. But Prabhupada said you need to have a qualification. You need to have a quality. You need to have a criteria based on which you can be accommodated in certain service. But the city and state is ruled by people who have poor fund of knowledge on spirituality. Just for their political vendetta, they are trying to do things which is absurd. Neither making sense to what they are doing, nor trying to, you know, uphold any amount of cultural values. So the message that I want to say is that be part of an existing opportunity, which means a disciple or a student or a missionary constantly searches for an opportunity. How can I contribute? And if you all collectively work together, we will be able to transform. Together we stand, divided we fall. And Srila Prabhupada wanted us to be together in unison. So that by being a part of a movement, we will be able to create a lifestyle. The reason this movement is a closed loop as a movement is because Prabhupada wanted to prototype and demonstrate. See, if you have these practices, if you have this culture, if you have this philosophical understanding, you can transform your life. I'm demonstrating here, established here. Now replicate this everywhere. Then you can talk about peace formula. Bhogeshwarya prasaktanam tayam apahrita chedasam. Then you can explain how people can be focused. So the point is that in Krishna consciousness, many a times we are trying to modernize. So Prabhupada is trying to say how we have to understand this knowledge is serviceable and practical in every possible way. So be part of an existing opportunity. I used to always tell our students here that as Krishna consciousness movement, we have a significant responsibility to pass on what we received from our predecessors in a manner by which the next generation will be able to accept. If the next generation is missed, the generation after that, where will they learn from? If two generations are going to be missed, then we are definitely voluntarily committing a crime by not doing no substantial contribution there. I am saving myself. I am chanting. I got initiated. I am settling in, you know, dham, and I am in my bhajana. Great. But here, that's not how Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami functioned. That's not how Srila Prabhupada functioned. Dhamvas is nice, but what are you doing in dham? Contribute, be a missionary. And fourth, we should be part of solution, not be part of a problem. Because if we are, you know, just part of a problem, then what good we are for others? And last but not least is about create opportunities within our capacity in a coordinated, cooperative way so that the next generation is able to take it up. That is how a family, a joint family setup in earlier days used to function. In a joint family setup, there are three generations generally. Grandfather generation, father generation, the next generation. There is a constant learning and constant support that we exchange. And we are in that state. We have Srila Prabhupada's disciples living amongst us. We have had the good fortune of hearing and associating with them. And our next generation is looking up to us. we need to pass on the benefits to them, learnings to them, and we should use them to take support for our missionary, for the missionary work. That way we will be able to bring in a smile in the face of our spiritual master as well as the Supreme Lord. And the third and last reflection is about the point that Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami writes. I infer that I have written, quote unquote, is a false understanding, for my body is like a wooden doll. Very profound statement. He says that I have written. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, how I could have written? I was used to compile. That's the spirit that he is trying to bring in. So many a times we claim credit, but I always say give credit where credit is due. And that's the most difficult thing for a self-egoistic person. I will not give credit to my superiors, subordinates, anyone. I will claim credit and I will blame others. So long as we have this spirit, we will never be able to make progress in Krishna consciousness. So the message here is that the same similar point that Srila Prabhupada is writing in the song when he was on board Jaladuta. My dear Lord, I am just a puppet in your hand. Make me dance, my dear Lord. Make me dance the way you want me to. So the mood here is to function. The mood here is to contribute. The mood here is not to claim credit to that and give the complete responsibility, complete power, authority to our superiors, not by surrendering our intelligence, but giving the authority to our superiors, our spiritual authorities, so that they can engage us in missionary activities, which we will execute using our intelligence. So that is why Prabhupada says, every practitioner of Krishna consciousness is intelligently thoughtful. He does not want us to be a honest fools. So it is to be intelligently thoughtful. So to be an intelligently thoughtful person, one need to have an authority, and one also need to have intelligence to apply what the authority wants us to, contribute. So this may sound a purely technical or a theoretical session, but I want to, humbly request that if every one of us start to assume, because nobody, generally movements, transformations, all happens from bottom to top. One person, then one will tell another person, two people will come together, and two will become four, four will become 16. So like that, they are this all multiply. Of course, there are several administrative and organizational and national, international wide initiatives are being taken by all our leaders. We can definitely contribute and cooperate. I'll end with this point, where in Mumbai we have at least 4 to 5 temples now. I live in a place called Navi Mumbai, which is far away from the main downtown. So until maybe 7-10 years before, we didn't have a temple here. Even now we have a small makeshift temple. The main temple construction is happening. When we started preaching here in the year 2001, there used to be a constant comparison or some sort of a longing between Radha Gopinath temple, which is considered as Chaupati temple, under the leadership of His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj. And there is another temple, Radha Rasabihari temple. And both have different rasas, different mood, different orientation function, and they have their own charm in their own capacity. So we used to, be in Navi Mumbai, which is, neutral to all these places. And I hailed from South India. I came to Mumbai in 1999. And I had a very less exposure or no exposure to any devotees here. So we used to go to both the temples and, naturally had our own interest in programs and events. But then eventually we started a preaching program in Navi Mumbai. So when we started a preaching program, because there was no temple, we were the initial set of ones who to have started the preaching in Navi Mumbai. And so devotees used to come. And naturally, as we grew up, they started to say that, Prabhu, we will associate with this temple, that temple. So I used to always tell, you know, a simple analogy, which I want to share here and conclude my session on this topic of being a servant to our spiritual authorities. Where Prabhupada has constructed a house in which the whole world can live, and every house has got different rooms. You have a choice to be in the most decked up, decorated room, be there, enjoy, not to disturb and pollute and, you know, disorganize things that are kept in place, contribute for maintaining them nicely, or just go to that room, witness them, take inspiration, and try to fix the other rooms which need friction. The point I'm trying to drive home here is, we need to allow ourselves to be a puppet in the hands of the spiritual authorities, give the authority to them to regulate us, correct us, put us in the right groove, and try to use our intelligence and thoughtfulness to apply in your local context. Fly high by staying grounded. How can you fly high by staying grounded? You stay grounded in your consciousness, but fly high in your mission and missionary activities. So, the message here is, there are wonderful places, wonderful preaching initiatives are happening. You can definitely be part of that initiative, make it further more glorious, contribute. But if some of you feel there are some gaps, there are some needs, remember those words of Prabhupada and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I am a lone gardener. How many fruits that I can pluck? Please come forward and spread this Krishna consciousness. So please think of your own capacity and take up service. Of course, not into an independent mode, but take up project, take blessings, and try to win more and more souls. Several initiatives can be taken. This can be done only when you become mission and missionary in your heart. You will otherwise only use ISKCON, use Krishna. We will not be able to be useful to ISKCON, useful to Krishna. So we have been using Krishna all through these days so far. We have been using ISKCON all through these days so far. Can we become useful to Krishna, Krishna's project, Guru and Guru's project, and definitely Srila Prabhupada's project, which is ISKCON. Bhakti Chavaru Maharaj once mentioned in a question answer session, and somebody asked him, will ISKCON be there for the next 10,000 years? Because Prabhupada's books are going to be law books. Maharaj gave a brilliant answer, that it is in your hands, that if you want to, you know, have ISKCON for that, how you conduct, because this generation that we are, who are in between Srila Prabhupada's disciples, and who are witnessing the next future generations, completely different perspectives about life. We are completely sandwiched between these two ideologies. On one side, our own children are coming and asking questions and challenging, Mama, why we are supposed to do all these things? Because they have a completely modernized internet era. Our previous generation had a wonderful life. And some of us have the exposure of both. So you know both sides, and if we play a very significant role, we should be able to create. As Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has told Sanatana Goswami, please take this knowledge up. I have just given you a sample of how things can be done. Elaborate it. Take it up. Go and do this knowledge without adultering the mood. In fact, this is what I would like to draw, you know, a lesson from this place. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami has established, saying that it is not what I have written. It is only something that I have been engaged in this service. So it is not that the service I did it. I have been engaged and under the auspicious blessings, authority of my superiors, this service got, you know, nicely done. Maybe I was being physically engaged, but the abilities and the support came from the superior higher ups. So I am just a puppet in the Supreme Lord's hand, my Guru's hand. With that mood, we should definitely become mission and missionary. So before I conclude, there are three sets of reflections that we have. But before I started the reflections, I was mentioning about how Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is also giving a summary. So I just thought that I should also not miss this opportunity to summarize what we discussed. And the first reflection that we had is about, you know, how we should learn to become the real servant by serving our future generation, coming out of the comfort zone, and see to that we are able to imbibe the mission. How Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is saying that I am at the mercy of so many other people, including my readers. So we really be the servant, and the real service is by giving this knowledge, by being a role model, by being setting an example to our next generation so that this Krishna consciousness can be taken forward. And the second reflection, we spoke about mission and missionary. Mission is about what Srila Prabhupada wanted as the seven purposes of ISKCON. Srila Prabhupada wrote that is the mission of ISKCON. And Srila Prabhupada always said that, you know, Sri Krishna Sankirtan, may the Sankirtan be victorious all over the place. Let the spiritual master's words be our life and soul. And let us all be committed to our local, you know, yatra to serve, so that we can, in different pockets, create some positivity and eventually collate them to become a grand success. And definitely keeping up our individual initiation vows so that we don't, you know, become a useless soldier. And as a missionary, let's work on our desire, attitude, consciousness. Let's organize our lifestyle to behave like a missionary, be part of an existing opportunity, and consistently contribute by being accountable and responsible. Be ready to accept a challenge and be part of a solution rather than just be part of a problem, and create opportunities within our capacity, in our own capacity. Please create opportunities to create a cooperated and coordinated efforts so that the next generation can be included in the growth journey. And last but not least, we discussed this about what Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami was saying, that I have written is a false statement. I have been engaged. I have been enabled. I have been empowered. And the service got done. So in our own, you know, capacity, we should also remember that we are engaged by the mercy of Guru and Gauranga. So we should be useful, and rather than using ISKCON and Krishna. So let us become a useful soldier in the army of Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. Hrinam Sankirtan ki jai, Shishi Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai, Itai Gaurav Premanande Hari Hari Bol. Hare Krishna. Any questions or comments? I'll be happy to respond.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam, my glories to Prabhupada. Very, very wonderful class, Prabhu. I really like all the reflections that you share. And yeah, make us so humble. And also like Prabhupada wrote, right, that I'm just a puppet in your hand. While Jaladuta in Jaladuta diary also he wrote, right, Kashtera Puteli. Nachao, nachao, nachao. So I was reflecting on that. Yes, Prabhu. And we should also develop the same attitude that, you know, we have no one. Just like Haridas Thakur when Mahaprabhu told, but Haridas Thakur, oh, who am I to glorify the holy name? But you please reside in my tongue so that whatever speaks is actually you are speaking. So many exemplary, you know, acharyas we have. And thank you. And find you also, I really find you also to be so exemplary in your words, that your teachings throughout this journey of Chaitanya Charitamrita, you have shared unlimited reflections to all of us. So really, really grateful to you, really, really indebted to you, that you really helped us to cross over this big ocean, this Mahasagar, this Mahaocean of Chaitanya Charitamrita. Thank you, Prabhu. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
All glory to Srila Prabhupada. I just want to make a small comment that many a times my observation being in ISKCON for the last 31 years, 32 years, is the word humility is associated with inaction. Many times, people think by me not acting in the front, think they are humble. Somewhere this ideology I've seen, mujhe kuch nahi aata, I do not know anything, I cannot function. You'll always have a reason how by me stating that, oh, let him do this, let her do this, let him do this, let her do this. So we try to stay back foot and think that we are humble, but that's not humility. That's either a shy fear. You can classify into any other category, but humility could as well be that do everything and give credit to our spiritual master and do everything and take the blame for all the mistakes. If we could think and, you know, contribute in this manner, you know, as Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj says, after doing all this preaching, all this endeavor, if even one person takes this up seriously, what I'm saying, the whole world can be changed. Brahmanda tarite shakti tare jane jane yei veda purane gune gaya jeva sune. The message, the translation is that Brahmanda tarite shakti tare jane, what power do I have to glorify them? Seventh. I have heard their glorification in the Vedas and Puranas, which proclaim that each one of his devotees has the shakti to deliver an entire universe. Each one of the devotees. So here we are talking about 200,000, 500,000, you know, a million devotees, probably. I don't know. So I'm sure we should make the whole world, the whole universe dance. And I'm sure by all of your wonderful, consistent endeavor, this is happening. And thank you so much for engaging me in this service in a limited capacity. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhu. Thank you so much. Yes, rightly you said that humility is not just stepping back, rather accepting everything as Krishna's arrangement and then acting with courage on it, taking up all the responsibilities of what he did. Thank you, Prabhu. Shama Supriya Mataji can take. She's here. No.
Hare Krishna Mataji, Dandavat Pranamas, Srila Prabhupada, Shamsudya Mataji, Mataji, Mataji. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam. Thank you so much for such a beautiful class. Hare Krishna. Very nice Krishna. Class, Prabhuji. Thank you. And you were there for whole Chaitanya Charitamrita, at least after I joined this class. Thank you so much for taking us to whole journey of this Chaitanya Charitamrita. We are very grateful to you, Prabhu. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Anuradha Mataji, you can go ahead, please.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, please accept my humble obeisances. Thank you so much. It is like a motivational, Krishna conscious motivational class, Prabhuji. So very, I mean, I need to hear it every day. And then only I'll be of some use, Prabhu. Prabhu, on, I have few doubts. I will ask. First, you said on the missionary lifestyle, and you said in our food, one point of it was in our food. Would you elaborate on that, Prabhu?
As devotees, we have definitely learned how to transform our food to prasadam. We have learned that. But we have not learned how to eat healthy prasadam. Because as a missionary, if I'm a soldier, I cannot like a lazy bum, like, you know, I am like weighing 240 pounds. I cannot be a soldier. I can't even maintain myself. How can I be a soldier? So the point is that one level is about eating prasadam. Another level is about eating healthy prasadam. Third level is about eating prasadam to the barest minimum required for your survival. So which level we are in, we have to assess. Kanishta, Madhyama, Uttama. Kanishta is eating prasadam, at least. You know, eating pizza, pasta, whatever comes our way. Prabhupada says up to this level. In another place, Prabhupada says, you know, you have to eat only half your belly. Third place, Yaktva Durna Masesha Mandalapati Srenim Sada Tuchavat. Goswami has given up everything, you know, born a kaupina and going all over the place, just on Madhukari. I remember when I used to, you know, first come earlier days of my ISKCON, 1990, 89, 90, those days. I think I've shared this before. In ISKCON, those were the days where we have a craze for this embroidery chanting bag. I mean, nowadays you see a chanting bag with Gaur Nithai, Jagannath. Those days, previously there were no such concept. So somebody introduced that concept of having an embroidery chanting bag and also t-shirts with printed stuffs. Trust me, I had 40 of them. Wherever, whichever yatra, rat yatra, whichever festival used to, because I used to think that that is Krishna consciousness. I have Krishna t-shirt, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna t-shirt, and I used to boast around. Then I used to flaunt with my embroidery bead bag. And then the concept of wonderful, colorful beads with all kunja on both sides. All so many fancy things came up. But as the day progressed, you had some maturity, some understanding. Then we started to realize it is not about keeping a fancy things in Krishna consciousness that makes you a devotee. It is about being a devotee. So the t-shirt that I wear has Gaur Nithai. Is he in my heart? Is he has come to till my t-shirt? Has he come to my heart? When I offer my obeisances, on the t-shirt, the Gaur Nithai is touching his I started to realize he's here also. How can I, bow down? So some became sensitive. Initially, I wanted to eat. I've been eating. I'm a foodie. So I translated to prasadam, appreciated. But at some point in time, you sit back and think. Just because it is prasadam, I will gulp as I eat. Then you will not get sin. You will get pure bhakti. But will you be able to be a missionary? It's a big question mark. Can you be completely transforming your own self? It's a big question mark. Because this body has its own limitation. So it is about lifestyle, food, dress, job, friends, priorities, choices, festivals, all of them. You have to show how missionary are you. So it is not just about a cult or some sort of a race. It is about transforming experiences within ourselves, because that will become a very influencing factor in the society. So unfortunately, with all due respects, we have not yet, as ISKCON movement, demonstrated healthy prasadam lifestyle. Of course, yes. In terms of, if you look at the scriptures, there are songs. Bhaja Bhakata Vatsala Shri Gaura Hari. In that song, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is writing a big list of menu. Roti Chini Chalapuri Laddu Rasa Boli. He writes a whole list. But what if you eat all of them every day? Then we'll have a festival around me. Some festival I don't want to call as inauspicious here. But the point is, somewhere we should be prepared. If I'm a soldier, let me behave like a soldier. Disciplined, regulated, life is such a capacity. I am in no capacity trying to dictate this. I need this instruction for myself. But all I'm saying is that's what I meant as food in terms of our missionary. You better learn to eat what is required for. Kaka Cheshta, Vakul Dhyanam, Swana Nidra, Tatai Vacha. Alpahari Grihatyagi Vidyardi Panchalakshanam. We would have studied this Rakte De Bachpanme. These five things. What are Vidyardi's Panchalakshanam? Kaka Cheshta, perseverance like a crow. Bakul Dhyanam, focus like a crane. Swara Nidra, sleep like a dog. Alpahari, eat half your belly. Grihatyagi, be renunciant. Vidyardi Panchalakshanam. If you have these five qualities, you'll be able to study, focus on your education. Otherwise, you cannot. You'll be constantly thinking of something else. Does it make sense, Mataji?
Yes, Prabhu, completely. The reason I asked, because Radha Govind Maharaj, he says, pizza, pasta, naraska, rasta. So, I always go back and forth on like, what should I? Because even if I try, then I see others, then I get, that's the natural tendency to devour, then honor prasadam. So that's the reason I asked. Prabhu, I have two more questions. I don't know how your time.
Yeah, I just want to have a rejoinder to this point, because I was talking to all my students the other day that probably we need a movement within this movement on having healthy prasadam. Because sometimes when you invite guests, it has become a profile that we need to show off what all I can cook. So probably we have to, educate amongst ourselves when you invite some devotees, what to feed, how much to feed. Can we learn to feed healthy? I mean, for sure, the spirit is to make sure that we completely satisfy the Vaishnava to the best of the capacity. And it is also important just to completely help him in his missionary capacity. If you think he's a preacher, if you think he's in the forefront, at least take care of his health. If you can't, you know, go and do that. And how you can do him? Feed him healthy prasadam. You know, make sure that the routine, you know, because he's a devotee, don't make him, you know, sleep at four, late in the night. Maybe let him sleep early. Something or something where we should be conscious. Because Prabhupada says, health and then chanting in the sequence. Health, good health, then chanting. Maybe it is go hand in hand. But all I am trying to say is that somewhere we need to inculcate. Otherwise, our missionary spirit, you may still go back to God and buy. You know, you eat only prasadam and do complete transformation. But I'm not sure how many lifetimes it may take to get there. So we'll have to be careful on that part. Yes, Mataji, go ahead.
Yeah, so the second question that is more burning for me is a preacher's challenge, Prabhu. Whenever I'm very scared, I would say honestly, being in such a new to Krishna consciousness and being even more neophyte, that like how you spoke, when I try to preach people, and especially on a Vyasasan, I've seen that Krishna will test me. And the moment that those things come, whatever I said, I may have to take my words back in my own life. I feel like a tortoise. Like, you know, I'm scared to tell people because Krishna will, you know, test me and I will not pass those exams. And I may fall on my face. How does it look for a preacher, Prabhu? Did I make my question clear, Prabhu?
Yeah, you're making Krishna clear. I'll tell you 5 points for the answer. Number one, we are never a minority. Because sometimes we always have the feeling of an odd man out. Today morning only in the session I was speaking. We are not an odd man out. We are the majority. Tripada vibhuti, ekapada vibhuti. The whole spiritual world is threefold times. I was telling example to one of our students here. Like for example, I'll take just an example. In India or even in West for that matter, suppose in a classroom there is a sardar on turban penke. So, why not? I'll give another example. This happened personally to me. I was working for Putney Computers 2005. I was in Boston. That's the first time I've come to United States. Generally, I have a habit of wearing tilak wherever I go. This has been my childhood habits and I never shy away from that. So, I came to US, Bindas. So, Kanti, tilak, everything. Next day morning was the first day we were going to go to the work. So my project manager called all of us and briefed. So we were in Westboro, Boston. And so then they had this briefing session. And he said, pointed out after all the briefing, he said, hey, Ramanan, you can't come with your tilak and stuff. So you have to kind of hide yourself that way. So I said, more than Krishna consciousness, I felt intimidated. Let me confess that. Maybe my answer must have sounded like a great devotee, but personally I felt a little, my ego got hurt. I said, why? This is my identity. I said, no, that's how we conduct ourselves here. We are not supposed to expose our religion and people are different here. Whatever he said. Then I don't know where I got the courage. I said, what if I had been a sardar? So you would have sent me a saloon and removed my turban off. So he got very intimidated and he couldn't say anything. He got really offended because there were like 20 of us sitting. Suppose if I had been had a turban or if I had a big beard, whatever other religion that I had belonged to would have asked me to remove. So what my seniors in my childhood days taught me is we are not an odd man out, because half of the time the fear comes from because, I am an odd man out. I do not know what I am speaking and things like that. So we always fear of presenting ourselves, so you are not an odd man out. Number two, in Krishna consciousness, there is nothing called as a failure. So the point is, if, this also I learned it from my seniors, if you go out for book distribution, if not even one book got sold, according to normal sales theory, we are called failure sales. But according to Krishna consciousness theory, you are considered as a very, very, committed, dedicated servant, because Krishna is not going to count on how many books you sold. Krishna is going to count on how many souls you tried to request to come to Krishna consciousness. and how much you had humility in conducting your service. There is nothing called failure in Krishna consciousness. There is nothing. Only failure will be you commit a Vaishnava apradha and not, you know, delay your journey. I'm saying delay your journey. That's not even giving up Krishna consciousness, because the journey that you have made so far up till that point in time is still preserved. If you commit a Vaishnava apradha, then it's only a break. Probably you have to fix certain things to move forward. Otherwise, there's nothing called failure. So, you know, apparently you are questioned or somebody going to, you know, challenge you. It is still a learning for you. And the third part is, which time and again has been established, Prabhupada writes, you know, Satsuru Maharaj in his Leela Amrita is mentioning that. In the earlier days, Swamiji used to always use the word we from Krishna consciousness movement. But there was nobody with him physically. So who he was referring as we? So, Satsuru Maharaj writes there, he always considered that his guru and the entire parampara is always always supporting him in his endeavor, so he never felt alone. So, and this you will always realize, Mataji. I have personally experienced in several sessions that how what you are speaking is not as Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami has mentioned here by claiming that I have written, that itself is a false understanding, because it is not what I have written, it is I have been empowered. Srila Prabhupada says that Krishna dictated me and I just wrote. Do you think that word is an exaggeration? It's absolutely not. So which means when you are in preaching mission, it is the entire parampara who stands by you, helps you in your service. So you are never alone. From that perspective, you are always given a necessary support. Fourth is about the mood in which we preach. When we preach, we are actually speaking, as I just mentioned in the classic way, we are speaking for ourselves. First, we are speaking to ourselves, putting ourselves in the shoes, learning shoes. Of course, there are, take these words in the right context. But the intent is we are trying to educate ourselves. As I am helping others, I am helping myself. Several times when people come for some counseling sessions, some personal heart-to-heart conversations, every time what I tell myself is, every episode I am trying to deal with people from their bedroom to bathroom stories. When you hear them, you have to hear so many stories of people in their difficulties. So I tell Krishna, thank you that through them I am learning. And also sorry that I am not able to fully transform the way I should have been transformed myself. So the fourth point is that we are learning and we are preaching. Whether in your dasasam, whether you are writing a book, whether you are, dancing in the street, it is you for you. Because in your spiritual journey, everyone else is in the gallery. You are in the Maidan. You, Guru, Krishna. This is the deal. Everybody else will motivate, support, appreciate. But responsibility is upon ourselves. And last but not least, samsara kupe patitotyagare mohanda purne vishayabitapte karavalambam mamadehi vishno govindadamo dharamadaveti. After all these four are not completely, happening or, wobbly, you have easiest choice to raise both your hands up and said, my dear Lord, I am surrendering. Please rescue me. And by the time you finish rescue me, finish the word me, Krishna would have been there. Because it is time and again established by the Supreme Lord that I will not let you alone suffer. He is Upadrishta, Hanumanta, Bharta, Bhokta, Maheshwara, sitting in our heart next to us. So you are not going to be alone. In that sense, he is not going to leave you. So after doing the first four, 1, 2, 3, 4, if you still feel helpless, you can raise your both arms and shed one drop of tear. Tell Krishna that I am sorry. I cannot do anything on my own. Please, it's your project now. I am your project. You see what magic is going to do. I'm sure you'll experience it yourself. Does it make sense, Mataji?
Yes, Prabhu. That is, but my main fear is not of the world, Prabhu. My fear is of Krishna. When I say big things and Krishna will say, okay, you're saying too much for yourself, and then let me test you. Will I be able to stand at that moment, or I'll fall apart? That's what I'm scared of, Prabhu.
I'm sure, as a mother, when you are training your baby for cooking cycling, swimming. So when you let them, you know, do the exercise, I'm sure you will let them do it in a manner by which you will be able to rescue them. The same thing Krishna would do. Do you think Krishna would be so rude? Krishna is such a soft-hearted, butter-hearted person. I mean, he just wants you to win. Like the way we want, when you are playing with babies, when you are playing with small kids, we pose as if we are losing to them. But we want them to win. Same is Krishna. Krishna is telling this to Arjuna in Bhagavad Gita, second chapter. Arjuna, please understand. If I wanted to finish these guys off, I have my ways and means. And I've already made up my mind. It is your choice if you want to be part of it or not. That's the message. So Krishna's plan is anyway happening. If you are there, you will get the credit. And that's how Krishna does. Krishna will give you all the credit. So even otherwise also, if you are going to get, quote unquote, punished by Krishna, it's better to get punished by Krishna rather than being punished by somebody else. And Krishna's punishment is going to be glorious. If Vaishnava's curse can give Krishna's access to Krishna, what about Krishna's, quote unquote, anger and punishment on us? Nothing like that. So I'm sure Krishna will prepare you. Krishna will assist you. Krishna will direct you. So long as it is coming from a genuine heart. If you are trying to be a, show bottle one, then also Krishna will fix us. Krishna is a very wonderful, any way you are, akama, sarvakama, moksha kama, any way you associate with Krishna, we are in a glorious, glorious path. So all the best.
Thank you, Guru. That's very hopeful. And the last question I have, if you have time, is, and you have a question in the chat also, I've seen. How does a missionary look for a grihastha, especially I'm asking for a Mataji. Like you said, we have to be a missionary. How does it look for a grihastha?
God, you are putting me on a spot now because it's a very...
You just answer me, Prabhu. I will take it for myself, not anybody else, because I am asking as a student.
I'm on record. At the same time, I have my opinions and understanding, and definitely there may be a different perspectives from all other people. I personally feel grihasthas are the most responsible ashrama, that they need to play a significant role in by being a missionary. Very, very responsible. And I personally feel, coming from a South Indian or whatever Indian or whatever upbringing, I personally feel that the concept of equality is slightly different in my understanding. A woman has got a unique role in a family, so do men, and they can definitely be supporting each other in terms of being complementing each other, but they have their own, some stage, some places, some responsibilities, women are superior to men, some places, some responsibilities, some stages, men are superior to women. When I say men and women, in general also, what is become Vaishnava, Vaishnavis. So in that capacity as a grihastha, there are five things that I constantly say as an important thing a grihastha should be careful about. Number one is their vows, because it begins with our own, husband and wife vows of staying together for the period of time that we have committed to stay together in our marriage life. If you are desiring to take vanaprastha sannyas, then follow the journey. Otherwise, embrace the vows. Again, situations, extremes, exceptions keep aside, but vows, it's important. Because that's where culturally, dharmically, if you are not, taking this up, then how can we even be a baseless? So, Varnashrama Dharma Prabhupada wanted, because dharma is the base on which bhakti is supposed to be done. There are extreme situations where instead of dharma, people have directly become bhaktas, but eventually they realized underlying is dharma, so we need to maintain dharma. We need to have some sort of, righteousness to be, plugged in our life. Number two, for sure, it is around children. And it's a great service. I guess you all have ever so many sessions, so many things. Children, His Holiness Bhaktivedya Purna Maharaj in one session mentioned that up till the age of 14, them being a devotee is very nice. But the real credit to those parents whose children are Krishna consciousness even after 14. Because up till 14, anyway, children will have different. Up till 5, the child learns by imitation. From 6 to 10, the children learn by instruction. from 10 to 15, the children learn by, you know, role modeling. By 16 and above, they learn by exploring, explorative. I want to explore this, explore that. And after 25, his wife and the future, you know, partners and the life's experience will teach. The point is that initial, you know, formative years, we need to be very careful on how to facilitate. But the more important is those stages where when they are in their adolescent period. That is why I was always telling from at least 10 to 20 years, we need to create several role models. We need role models because role modeling is the most easiest way to teach. So, and role modeling has to be created in the family ecosystem. So if you have 5 families, 10 families amongst each other, you have to role model. And for you to role model, you have to go past the comfort zone, go past your quotients. Many in Amara Garpa is a Hua Karta Tha, my family like this, it used to happen like this in us. So we have to think from the context of children and their growth, because if they are compromised, then we have a problem. Third, in terms of a grihasthashram, is about our economic sanctity, because this is the only ashram where economy is being dealt. No other ashram has got the rights to generate and handle, you know, money. All the other ashrams are supposed to use money for Krishna's service, but here we can earn money for our family, we can earn money for our future, we can save money for our future. There is a component of sense gratification and there is also additional added responsibility. So we need to be very, you know, prudent on how do I deal with, you know, finances. Number four, this is the ashram which is, you know, definitely defining relationships and coexistence in the inner society. Suppose, for example, if you, because this is only ashram where multiple genders thing come into the act. A brahmachari, a sannyasi, you know, they are all anyway mendicants. Anyway, they are supposed to be, you know, working in a manner where they are supposed to focus on 100% Krishna consciousness. Here, we are supposed to take care of emotions, empathizing, accommodating, bringing in. So here, relationships are a very, very integral. So if you do not teach here relationships, this is an ashram where respect, relationships are put in practice. Of course, in a Gurukula system, they are taught. There's more of an awe and reverence. Here, there is equality. There are different relationships between children, husband and wife, in-laws, relatives. So, relationships need to be very strongly stuck. If you are not able to teach a, you know, proper relationship in the grihasthashram setup, then you know, definitely we fail, because the entire culture, entire, you know, sabhyata that we say in Hindi will not be able to be established, because it is based on respect and relationship. And last but not least is about grihasthashram being an ashram. We spoke in one of the earlier sessions, house, home, ashram. House is building, home is love and emotions, ashram is love, emotions and spirituality, being Krishna in the center. So we need to, you know, somewhere or other convert this as an ashram, which means discipline, which means goal-oriented, which means completely centered around the Supreme Lord, not around any individuals thinking that it is my house, you know, my thinking. And there are other questions as an ashram. Why it is called as an ashram? Because it is supposed to be regulating ourselves, supposed to be elevating ourselves, supposed to be taking us forward in Krishna consciousness. So I would put this way, there are several details to grihasthashram. You know, we had discussed a series for 56 days or maybe 60 days on Varnashrama Dharma. In that, at least around 35-40 days, we spoke only on grihasthashram and Stri Dharma. So that was in a Hindi series, in whatever little Hindi that I know. But at least this is all the snapshot that I can, you know, share with you. Does it make sense?
Absolutely. Prabhu, do you have an email ID where I can, if I have any further doubt, where I can contact you?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I can text you here.
Yes, thank you so much, Prabhu, for so detailed. Thank you. Sure. There's a question in the chat, Prabhu.
Yeah, sure. There's also somebody has raised their hand. So, can you please elaborate on the point of modernization? Thank you. So, modernization. Srila Prabhupada is a very good example of how to keep the, you know, the content intact, but the presentation relevant to the context. Amazingly, what Srila Prabhupada did is amazing. What Srila Prabhupada done was, he understood the context of people in the current, you know, generation. And I'll tell you how he did that. He did not, Hanumat Prashek Maharaj used to say this, if Prabhupada had spoken everything that he knew, then probably you wouldn't have understood Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada had spoken and presented those things that are needed that we could assimilate. Even that we are finding it difficult. In Nectar of Instruction, he has given several directives about, you know, practice of Krishna consciousness. So this modernization is definitely about utilization. Utility as a principle is accepted, but not ideologies and practices and principles. If principles are compromised, if ideologies are compromised, if practices are compromised in the name of modernization, then probably we are insulting our predecessors as short-sighted. If we acknowledge our predecessors as somebody who could think ahead, that's what we claim, right? Dirgha Darshi, they know far, because they are far out. If we claim that they are like that, Narada Muni could think ahead, Prabhupada could think ahead, Bhaktivinoda Thakur could think ahead. Because whatever they are predicted is coming true, which means we should not undermine. That's why I, you know, read this portion from teachings of Lord Kapila. It is serviceable and practicable in every possible way. You know, it's like a, you know, very powerful statement. So modernization, what we think is our ideology, the modern education system is, I trash this all up, I pick up something, because that will be new and, you know, give a profile to me. It is not necessarily that we need to trash them. Somebody was telling me the other day, the current trend of modernization is mocking others, laughing at their ideology, saying that how they are irrelevant because I can't understand, and give a counter just to attend, you know, demand attention. That's all. What is humor today? You look at every TikTok video, prank videos, all humors, 9 out of 10 humors is by humiliating others. And by throwing eggs on somebody, well, you know, pranks on somebody. People spend thousands of dollars to make others people laughable and make their own money. Is that modernization? Where we have become inhuman, where we have become completely, you know, insensitive. There are shows in India which are very famous, have got a very highest TRP ratings. And these all kalakar, they make mint, you know, hundreds and thousands of dollars per show. What is their yardstick? How they make people laugh? Just humiliate, you know, insult by their, you know, address, features, something you insult on others. So modernization, because I can't understand. Prabhupada used to say, you know, Prabhupada was talking about Charlie Chaplin in one place. Look at Charlie Chaplin's, jokes. He used to put himself, humor on him. He used to put, you know, whatever that he was doing, he was throwing eggs on him and made others laugh. I'm not justifying, but Prabhupada used to, you know, appreciate Charlie Chaplin, or, you know, had a appreciation for him. Because that, you know, where I am, if I want to make you laugh, if I want to, you know, kind of make the moment lighter, put myself as a joker. Making somebody else as a joker so that everybody could laugh at you. We are insulting him, insulting us, insulting the whole concept. So similarly, modernization is about not to joke at the old ideas. It is to go and take that up and present it in this current context. Present it to this, give some relevance to this context, give some example to this context, give some role model to this context. That is exactly our project is about. When I was talking about mission and missionary, we do not have anything to reinvent in philosophy, but we have several things reinvented in our lifestyle, where people are talking about several lifestyle changes. People previously the institution of marriage was worshipped. Now institution of marriage is completely getting killed because people think that it's a waste. So many such ideologies have crept in our own families. Our own children are fed in our colleges and school. They're coming and telling us. And we have to either succumb to it or feel sorry about it. The point is that these are all modernization that we need not be proud about. We should create, we should become a missionary and say how the principles and practices could be applied and presented into this current context. Maybe some dialogues, maybe some discussions, maybe some articulations are required. Maybe some extra endeavor are required. Let's do that. But please understand, mocking the past, humiliating the role models is not the way. China thought that they have constructed the Great Wall of China, which is one of the seven wonders. But after the Great Wall of China was constructed by spending several millions of dollars, several times China was invaded. They thought we have had a boundary wall to protect, safeguard our country. And every time the invasion happened, by somebody bribing the security guard at the gates. The opponents, the enemies entered the country by bribing the security guard. You spend money in constructing infrastructure, but you're never spending money to educate your own people that they were corrupt, that they let all their opponents come by their own gate. So millions of dollars, why you have to spend that money? So it's modernization is something that is why Prabhupada said, that's why I was telling, independently thoughtful, that, you know, please research that word in Prabhupada's context. His Holiness Krishna Kshetra Maharaj gave a presentation in Mayapur during our education conference in 2019. Such a profound presentation. He spoke on how Srila Prabhupada wanted his followers to be independently thoughtful, which means not honest fools, neither arrogant ones. Thoughtful, independent, submissive. All three together, that way we are maintaining the sabhyata. At the same time, we are adaptive to the forward-thinking people and making them Krishna conscious. Am I making some sense, Mataji? Over a question there. Hare Krishna. Any other questions? Yes, Parima Mataji, you can.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranams for such a wonderful lecture and so thought-provoking. And the point that you brought about is that, Prabhuji, till the age of 14, you know, they are very good in the Krishna consciousness. And then after 15, 16, as they move towards college, you know, they are exposed more to people who are not into Krishna consciousness. How do you not force force Krishna consciousness, but how do you still make them follow Krishna consciousness while they are in college? How to do that? If you can give me some tips.
It's a very wide and
I understand.
Broad especially topic.
Okay.
Sure. So many times I've seen parents when they are giving Krishna consciousness to the children. Many a times I've seen their understanding of Krishna consciousness is learning shlokas, knowing stories, and able to perform some acts in the festivals. I'm sorry, this is definitely Krishna conscious. I'm not denying that, but this is not alone Krishna conscious. We have never trained them. Please, I'm just saying we in terms of general. There are definitely many, many people who are doing it right, but there are definitely many who doesn't do right. When we grew up, when any elder comes to our house, what our parents used to do? They make the children touch their feet, go and get them water.
Yes.
Several other basic things. Now, the child doesn't even come to see his own relative to his, so there are basic virtues, some values. Apart, your child might know shloka, might know stories, might know to perform, act, sing, play, mridanga. So that is again the same mindset of modern education, which is about training on some skills. previously you used to do some material skills, now you know spiritual skills. Spiritual skills are good, but spiritual values. So at the formative years, we need to groom about incorporating values into somebody's lifestyle so that it is part of his lifestyle. Please think that, you know, somebody had not, you know, cooked at home. Somebody had not washed their toilets. Somebody has not mopped their floor. Somebody has not, you know, dried their clothes. Somebody had never went for shopping and did some household chores. Somebody has never done till 14 their own work. Somebody has not been respectful. Somebody has not been, you know, responsible, made responsible. Somebody had never been scolded or, you know, corrected. Somebody had always been pampered, provided with all the facilities. After 14, because he is explorative, he will naturally go and explore. The problem is not about explorative. The problem is he need to learn that where is my boundary. Not because others can set my boundary, I set my boundary. This morning, we are having a discussion in our Tennessee congregation. I'm part of that, where we have been discussing about how in Krishna consciousness, where we should not feel odd man out. Because once you go to the college, you naturally feel odd man out. But if you have accepted this as your identity, the way I have accepted my nose, my ears, my eyes, this is what I am. How much ever cosmetic surgery I will make myself, I can never look like Aishwarya Rai or any great some actress in India or actor in India. I cannot, because there is some limitation to what I am, you know, with. So I learned to accept this is what I am. And similarly, we need to learn to, you know, establish to others that I have my identity, I have my profile, that I am about to be responsible. This is called honorable living. I'll just leave it in a small, note. There was a sculptor who was making a small deity. So the sculptor, what he was doing was, he was making a small deity and he made a similar one. So his friend came to visit him. So he said, hey, why have you made the two deities? What is this for? He said that the first one has got a, you know, crack in the nose. So I made the second one. So this friend said, I don't see the crack. He said, come closely, you will be able to see this. So when he looked very closely, he saw a small crack in the nose of the first deity. Then the friend asked, where are you going to install them? He said, I'm making this for a South Indian temple. In the tower on the 11th floor, we are going to install them. This guy said, are you mad? Who is going to see that in the 11th floor? You know, somebody is going to see your nose has got a crack. Nobody can you know, point this out. I cannot even point it out from here. How somebody can point out from there? Then I know there's a crack in the nose, so I cannot do this. It's called honorable living. We always currently somewhere or other from the childhood days, somewhere by, you know, by choice or by force, have portrayed children for getting credit from others. I should prepare my child so that others could give credit. I should prepare my child so that he will appreciate, she will appreciate, or they will appreciate. Can I have an honorable living? I live a principled life. Come what may, can I live a principled life? Can I live a principled life? I'll just tell with a small point and end. It's a very crude example, but I still have to say this. If notorious people, terrorist organizations, and people of, you know, very bad agenda and intention could remain focused, could remain completely cooperative, could be very, very organized, because to do all those activities, it is just not an easy joke. They do have senses. They do have all the other quotients, but they are able to accomplish this because, you know, somewhere or other, they are brainwashed on the principles. So we are not doing that. So I would say the formative years, how from 5 to 15, those years we groom not only on Vaishnava skills, but is on Vaishnava character. These two are two explicitly separate things. Somewhere we mix them. Just because my son can chant the 15th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, left, right, center, behind, you know, forward, behind. We claim and give a credit and put a mukut on his head, he's a self-realized devotee. Probably that is something that we should be careful. Appreciation, reward is good. That is one skill. Good skill, devotional skill, positive devotional skill, you are going to learn a lot. but there should be some endeavor in giving character education. So that is somewhere missing. And second is, as I said, we need to create a role modeling and buddy systems. If you have friends, what happens is, from 14 and above, if they are able to have close friends, because after 14, they do not want to share their heart with parents in general. But if you have a role model, the way we do here, I have 25 children, in our, youth group, I'm teaching them for the past maybe 15 years, since they were in their grade 4 or grade 5. And now they have become teachers in our own community. They are teaching children. I'm not boasting they're all perfect, ideal, but at least we saved them from some nonsenses in the society. For sure, they are all saved from four regulatory principles. They are saved from going after boys and girls, sexuality, not breaking four regulatory principles. So basically, some sanity has been brought in very regularly in programs. The reason is, we never taught them Krishna consciousness. We helped them learn. And over a period of time, we prepared them as a soldiers, where they were given projects and gave credit to them for the success of that projects. And projects involved character as well as skills. This is one way. There are several people who have done several things in several places. But I am saying there's a highest need of creating buddy systems. We need to have friends to whom we can express our heart, tell our nonsense, and still feel not judged. And all these students, they share their heart to me because I am their parent-like. At the same time, they have a feeling of not, exposing themselves to their own parents who may, scold or they may feel intimidated. So we need to create. It's not one person's job. In the previous ages, the whole society were, together to create another generation. So schools, teachers, parents, neighbors, relatives, everybody have got collective engagement, collective responsibility, and one contributes to the other. And this way, it's a very healthy learning. So this is just a principle. How do we doing it in your own local area, in your own local circumstances? It is very subjective. I just thought it's a very, very broad subject, and you can speak on hours together for this. But this is something that I could think of for your question. Make sense?
Fantastic, Prabhu. Fantastic analysis. Thank you so much. You have analyzed it so well. Thank you very much, Prabhuji. Thank you.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Any other thoughts, comments?
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. I'll take only 1 minute. Koti Koti Dandavat Pranam, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev Ki Jai, Shishi Radha Gopinath Ki Jai. Prabhuji, I know that days before 4 years, I hardly understand 10 to 15 minutes, and I'm crying in front of Srila Prabhupada and Srila Gurudev that Prabhuji has given us such a wonderful class, but my English is so poor, or whatever it is, I hardly understand 15-20 minutes. But by Gopinath mercy, but to what understand and make a notes now, Prabhuji. Your realization is touch too hard. We are a soldiers of Srila Prabhupada. We should not afraid that whether I am qualified for preaching or for for cooking or for book distribution, whatever seva Srila Prabhupada will give, I know that Srila Prabhupada, Six Goswami, Panch Tattva is standing with me, and they will speak whatever they will explain whatever need to Srila Prabhupada message to all Vaishnava. Hari Hari Gauranga. My daughter is working in a medical field. 6 days in a nursing. Here the condition is very good. Every day, Prabhuji, I think that my daughter will come return or not, but she's soldier, she's a nurse, so I have to send it 6 days in a week. Like that, we are Srila Prabhupada's soldier. We have to take care of our health, that is a temple, and then only we can preach or we can serve Srila Prabhupada's das dasanu das bhav. That much I learned from you. Anant Koti Dandavat Pranam, Hari Hari Gauranga. Thank you, Prabhuji. Now, but to but understand your realization. Hari Hari Gauranga. That is Gurudev Srila Prabhupada mercy.
Right. All Vaishnava.
Hare Krishna. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Thank you so much, everyone.
for wonderful question and answer session. So in the interest of time, Prabhu, with your permission, can we end up?
Yeah, sure, Mataji.
Thank you. It's already 1 o'clock our time. And it's more than, it's almost 2 hours. So hats off to your patience that how wonderfully you were answering all the questions. Thank you so much. So thank you, devotees. We'll just end our call here. Pancha Kalpataru Vrishya Kripa Sindhu Patitanam Bhavanabhi Vaishnavi Anant Koti Vaishnavindiki Jai Namacharya Shri Haridas Thakur Ki Jai Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jai Shri Prabhupad Ki Jai His Grace Ram Girdhari Prabhu Ki Jai
Jai Jai Jai
Jai Jai Jai
Jai Jai
Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai J